You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right. Hold on. This is kind of cool. They're saying that an Australian billionaire is going to try to make another, like a real-life Jurassic Park. Okay, this is kind of cool. I loved Jurassic Park. Personally, I don't want to see dinosaurs, but I saw this in Daily Mail. I got to read it to you. All right? The controversial Australian billionaire is believed to be drawing up secret plans for a real-life Jurassic Park. Well, I guess it's not so secret if you and I are talking about it. Mining magnate Clive Parker, who has already embarked on a project to rebuild the Titanic, is rumored to be announced the plans at a Brisbane press conference tomorrow, which is going to happen. I mean, what? It's 8:06 Pacific time now. I don't know. Yeah, they'll probably break into the Olympics for this one. I mean, this is huge. Online reports claim the billionaire is already working with a team who created Dolly the Sheep for the incredible plan. Oh, they're going to be doing cloning. It would be based at Palmer's recently purchased super resort in Coolum. Mr. Palmer has refused to comment on the plans and is believed to be saving his big reveal for Friday's press conference. However, the Sunshine Coast Daily claimed it had received a tip-off, ooh, from the same source who provided that the details of towering hotels and a giant Ferris wheel similar to London Eye at the resort. Wait a second. If you're going to be having dinosaurs, I don't think the Ferris wheel should be functional. I mean, of course, unless, you know, it's as that whole electricity type thing, so the Tyrannosaurus Rex can't go after you. But remember Jurassic Park? What happened? The electrical fence died. Remember that? As well as the cattle it ate. All right. He has already revealed plans to bring one Hollywood blockbuster to life, announcing earlier this year he is going to build a replica of the ill-fated cruise ship Titanic. His company, Blue Star Line, has signed a memorandum of understanding with state-owned Chinese company CSC Jinling Shipyard to build the cruise liner, with the ship's maiden voyage from England to North America scheduled for late 2016. The team has, of course, modernized the rescue equipment on board. He said Titanic 2 would include proper lifeboats, safety chutes, and slides on an extra safety deck to make it comply with today's regulations. From deck D upwards, they're going to have public rooms, passenger stairs, cabins, and features similar to the original ship. All right, I don't know if I would want to take a cruise line called Titanic 2 if he's trying to recreate the whole thing. Or is he just saying, oh, it's the Titanic, you'll get to ride on it, but we're going to land safely? I mean, I don't know about this guy. I mean, he wants to make Jurassic Park, Titanic 2. I just want to make sure nobody gets hurt. Okay? I mean, listen, I saw Jurassic Park. What happened in Jurassic Park? People got eaten. Okay? Don't be starting to clone and try to make dinosaurs. Not too cool. I don't think it's cool. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 8 minutes past the hour. Taking your calls, your questions, your emails. I know a lot of you want to watch the gymnastics, and I guess Michael Phelps has another swim. We all know what happens tonight, because all day long we've been hearing about, you know, who won what. But it's so cool to watch. So cool to watch. I don't blame you. But for those of you that aren't watching the Olympics and are listening to the Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you. You can watch it later, TiVo it. That's what I do. TiVo the Olympics and watch it in 2011. Okay, what's going on here? Generic medicine saved over $193 billion in 2011, more than $1 trillion over the past decade. Wow. That's kind of some big numbers. They say growing use of generic medicines has reduced U.S. healthcare spending by more than $1 trillion over the past decade. The fourth annual report produced by the Generic Pharmaceutical Association found use of generic prescription drugs in the U.S. saved a big buttload of money, $193 billion. That amount was up 22%. They say using inexpensive generic versions of pricier brand name prescription drugs now saves the country about $1 billion every other day. That's a lot of money. So they should probably say 500 million every day. You know, don't be making us do the math, okay? Don't be lazy here. This is from the Washington Post. Last year, nearly 80% of the 4 billion prescriptions dispensed in this country were generic drugs. Because of the cheaper prices, these drugs accounted for only 27% of total U.S. spending. In categories where both branded medicines and generic drugs are available, consumers opted to get the generic version 94% of the time. And I got to admit, I mean, I write generics a heck of a lot more than I write brand names. There are some issues I have with some of my patients where the generic diabetic medication isn't cutting it, or the generic cholesterol medication isn't cutting it. And yes, I do have some of my favorites, even some of the like even blood pressure medications. You know, sometimes these ACE inhibitors are phenomenal, but they give you that dry cough. People don't like it, so we have to go up to the ARBs. And only one of the ARBs, from what I understand, is generic and the others aren't. So if your doctor isn't writing generic, you know, ask him why. What's his or her reasoning? And many times they do have the logic behind it. You know, like with diabetes, you know, we put people on glyburide or glipizide to kind of help kick the pancreas into gear to kind of spit out a little bit more insulin. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. Then we give them metformin to help with the resistance and, you know, decrease insulin resistance. Also helps a little weight loss because, you know, metformin for diabetes and glucophage decreases appetite. But a lot of times we need to add Onglyza, need to add Januvia, Viagra, Victoza, you know, some of these other medications, because we just don't have the control over the blood sugar. Those medicines are expensive. We don't have generics for those. Probably one of the cheaper medicines would be insulin, but many people don't want to go on insulin, and I don't blame them. They don't want to take the injections. They don't want to gain the weight. I got that. So my suggestion would be, you know, bring your medication list to your doctors. Go through them. You know, however, if your insurance is covering a medication and you're doing well, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. I'm a huge fan of that. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I've had patients tight, blood pressure good, diabetes good, cholesterol good. I don't have to see them maybe once or twice a year. That's it. And then insurance decides they're going to cover less, and we have to start changing all their medicines. And now they're off. Blood pressure spiking, sugar's creeping up, can't get the triglycerides down, LDL is rising, and I can't stand it because now we have to recheck blood work, we have to watch them closer, they have to come in more, and you're almost wondering, would it have been cheaper to just leave them on the brand name medicine? But it always helps to try to, you know, save money. So definitely bring your medicine list into your doctor, see what you could change. All right, don't go away, we'll be right back, 1-877-DR-ELLIE.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Clear out your pantry and make room in your closets. You're going to need the space for these hot August deals at BePrepared.com. Going on now, save 23% on Provident Pantry Scrambled Egg Mix or 28% on freeze-dried strawberry slices. New this month, baking cocoa for daily use or long-term storage. Buy one of the Provident Pantry baking or dessert combos and save up to $25 off individual component pricing. Or add some weight to your water storage at BePrepared.com. The ultimate 55-gallon water barrel combo is on sale this month for only $94.99. Food and water storage is great, but how are you going to cook it in an emergency? The popular Volcano 2 collapsible stove. Save $27.96 off MSRP. Go to BePrepared.com for more details and more August savings now through August 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADAHLIA, 18 minutes past the hour. We are live. Call in with your questions, comments, emails, whatever you want to talk about. 1-877-DOCADAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI, or 1-877-362-3254. So Consumer Reports comes out today with 10 hidden dangers of vitamins. Now, we were just talking about generic medications and how much it saved money, and anytime you guys could save money, that's great. Well, a lot of things people do is try to go to these supplements and these vitamins instead of medications. Some of you are trying St. John's wort instead of taking Prozac or Zoloft to help increase your serotonin. Many of you are taking fish oil, etc. But Consumer Reports wants to kind of prepare you. In its latest investigation, the Consumer Advocacy Magazine conducted interviews, reviewed research, analyzed side effect reports submitted to the FDA Adverse Event Reporting Program, and they obtained it through the Freedom of Information Act request. All right, so here they go, and I hope I have, this was a very difficult article to download because it was one of those ones where you have to click next, and it takes too long, so I tried to print these, all right? They say that some of these supplements, and we've discussed this on our show, and I love how Consumer Reports has kind of summarized this, some of these supplements are actually prescription drugs. All right. Now, I've spoken to you guys at great lengths how I get very frustrated from some of my patients when they have very high cholesterol, very high LDL, high triglycerides, and they tell me they do not want to take any cholesterol medication because they want to go all natural. And then they go to the health food store or Walmart, wherever, buy a whole bunch of supplements. They bring it in to show me, and I'm looking at these things like red rice, yeast, etc., that act like the prescription drug. And I go, wait a second, if you're going all natural, then you don't put any of this in your body. You know, why are you going to put seven things into your body instead of the Lipitor or the Crestor? Oh, because these are quote-unquote natural. Are they really natural? Now, they say some of these supplements are actually prescription drugs. There's been over 400 recalls, Consumer Reports says, of supplements since 2008, mostly for products marketed for bodybuilding, weight loss, sexual enhancement. Many of these recall products had contained similar active ingredients to their prescription counterparts, like Viagra, Meridia weight loss drug. Now remember, sibutramine. Sibutramine was in Meridia. Meridia was a weight loss drug that I believe came out late 90s, early 2000. And many of my patients wanted to go on it for weight loss. And because it didn't act like speed, I tried it with my patients. I said, let's try it. I never got to try it personally. Again, I didn't want to take that. And also, I was very skinny then, too. I probably didn't have to. I kind of wish I did because I would have loved to see what, you know, what it felt like compared to the phentermine. But a big problem I noticed with the Meridia was my patient's blood pressure would rise. And I'm like, you know, you've never had high blood pressure before. You're supposedly losing weight, but your blood pressure is going up. I think it's the Meridia. And nothing happened for years until finally they pulled it off the market 2010. But 10 years prior, I saw this happening, and I stopped prescribing it probably 2002-ish, you know, when I started to figure this out. Yeah, because I opened up my practice late 2010. So I don't think I started prescribing it until about 2001, 2002. And some of these products contained medicines like sildenafil, which is in Viagra. The FDA has received reports of kidney failure, potentially deadly blood clots in the lungs, and deaths associated with supplements that had been tainted by these drug ingredients. They said a number of the spike sexual enhancement products claim to work within 20 to 45 minutes. When we see a product that makes claims above and beyond what a dietary supplement should do, and within a time frame of a few minutes, it tips them off. So Consumer Reports suggested, if you want to lose weight, diet and exercise. If you want to bulk up, try weight training. And if you have issues such as erectile dysfunction, see your doctor so you can be evaluated for underlying diseases like diabetes, high blood pressure, or kidney disease. Honestly, they could save a lot of font and typing by just saying, listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show, because that's what I tell you. For those of you that are new to the Dr. Dahlia Show, we had spent a significant amount of time last year discussing how if you have erectile dysfunction and you go to your doctor for erectile dysfunction, you shouldn't just leave with Viagra. You should make sure that you're evaluated for diabetes, kidney disease, heart disease, etc. Because if you have lack of blood flow through the penis, right, and difficulty maintaining the erection or starting the erection, then if those blood vessels are having issues, then what makes you think that your cardiac blood vessels are pristine? Many people with erectile dysfunction have issues with their heart. Could be at risk for stroke, etc. So, you know, the one thing I have to really credit Viagra for is it probably has saved thousands, maybe millions of lives, because men who usually don't like to go to the doctor, many men don't like to go to the doctor, have been forced to go to the doctor to get the Viagra. We won't give it to the wife. I remember when Viagra first came out, all these women were coming in saying, my husband wants it. I'm like, tough, he has to come in. But he won't. And he won't come in for this. He wants me to get him the prescription. I said, no way. And thank God, because remember people were dying when Viagra first came out because people who were taking nitrates, nitroglycerin, etc., would have caused severe blood pressure drops. People were dying. So you need to evaluate the patient. But extremely important. Okay. Consumer Reports also says do not depend on warning labels. Supplements that contain iron are supposed to carry a warning about fatal poisoning in children. Otherwise, the FDA does not require labels on supplements. Some companies will put them on anyway, some don't. Consumer Reports looked at labels on 14 different types of supplements, about 233 in all, and they said that some warned against certain drug interactions or taken while pregnant. Others warned about taking vitamins if you have a prior medical condition, but they wouldn't specify the condition. Some talked about that there would be side effects, but they wouldn't detail which one. So don't think the label is complete by any means. And so, of course, what Consumer Reports suggests is if you're taking other medication, make sure your doctor, pharmacist knows what supplements you're on. Consumer Reports also has more information on drug interactions and things like that. Okay. Consumer Reports also says no proof vitamins can cure major diseases. We all know that. All right, but you got to be careful because some of these supplements will say that. They say stay away from dietary supplements that claim treatments or cures for disease. They say don't even mess with it. All right. They say over the past decade, the Federal Trade Commission has brought more than 100 legal challenges to advertising claims about the effectiveness of supplements. Remember, these supplements don't go through the grueling grill that FDA-approved pharmaceuticals have to. All right. Remember, these pharmaceutical companies have to spend millions testing their drugs, showing side effects, showing safety, etc. So the supplement companies don't. So there's a lot that could absolutely slip through. Consumer Reports also says buy with caution from botanicas. Botanicas are stores that sell medicinal plants and other healing artifacts. We see them a lot, the botanicas, in the Hispanic neighborhoods. They said when a Consumer Reports reporter visited several New York area botanicas asking for advice on diabetes, high blood pressure, impotence, etc., healers gave herbs and instructions. Nothing about side effects. No, nothing about the risks of taking the mystery herbs. So, again, you need to be careful. Bring it up to your doctor. They say heart disease, cancer risk reduction from vitamins remain unproven. They say omega-3 pills and antioxidants may not cut heart disease or cancer risk, despite common perceptions. They say recent studies not only cast doubt on these supplements, but may provide against these leading causes of death. Some suggest they may even raise risk. Now, I don't know if you guys remember, Consumer Reports cites a study in the June 11th issue of a New England Journal of Medicine where 12,000 people with diabetes were at risk for heart attack and stroke, found no differences in cardiovascular death rates between taking omega-3s and not. Now, I'd rather you eat the fish. I've discussed that multiple times. I don't have a problem if you take omega-3s. I don't think it's going to hurt you. Again, we are a little bit concerned about the concentration of the mercury. Lovaza is a pharmaceutical company that came out, has had to show proof that they contain very little mercury, if that. But I mean, I'm not ready to tell people not to take omega-3s. They say when it comes to antioxidants like those found in vitamin A, C, E supplements, they say a study in the Journal of National Cancer Institute found no protective benefit at all. So the American Heart Association says you may still want to talk to the doctor about omega-3s, you know, but again, if you could eat the fatty fish at least twice a week, we talked about that, salmon, I think bluefish, white fish. Gosh, we brought up a bunch of the fatty fish that I don't know if catfish is one, but I know salmon is a biggie. If you could try to get the fish into your diet, you're going to be ahead of the game. We're coming up on break just really quickly. Many of these supplements could cause choking, esophageal irritation. Be very careful with that. Natural products may not really be natural. All right. Again, just, you know, when you go and say, Dr. Daya, I'm getting all natural, so I don't have to take a pharmaceutical. Be careful. And you may not need supplements at all. You could get your vitamin A from eggs, liver, whole milk, vitamin B, folic acid, vegetables, meat, vitamin C, etc. So, you know, again, talk to your doctor if you can. All right. Great job from Consumer Reports. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. So call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right, General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does it mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 800-98-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of healthcare can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. A big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Donovan working the dials. A big thanks to you all for tuning in and listening. For any of you with a Facebook account, please find us on Facebook. We have a Facebook page, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Click yourself to like and connect. This way we can give you up-to-date medical updates. Also find us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. And for those of you with an Android phone, please download the Dr. Dahlia app. It's free. You can listen to The Dr. Dahlia Show anywhere. All right, this I saw, I thought was kind of interesting. The Pentagon has ordered missile defense staff to stop watching porn on office computers. I guess workers at the Missile Defense Agency were caught downloading X-rated material on office computers and sharing them with others via the internal network. Now, fears, of course, have been raised that criminals or spies may have hacked the agency's mainframe, and we know porn sites provide perfect cover for these hackers to come in. The Missile Defense Agency is responsible for developing, fielding, and upgrading the nation's ground and sea-based missile defense programs, according to Daily Mail. So the Pentagon has ordered staff at its top-secret missile defense to stop watching porn. Military chiefs are furious at the workers. They've been wasting valuable hours surfing the web for porn rather than working on the state-of-the-art weaponry which they're supposed to work on. All right? They figured this out because they think that viruses had already been smuggled into the department's mainframe through these X-rated sites, and an internal probe had found that some staff had been downloading adult material on office computers and sharing them with others. All right. That's huge, massive security risk. And I'm not reading this from an American source. I'm reading this from a Great Britain source. So the whole world gets to see that people at the Pentagon are sitting there downloading porn and are offering an avenue for viruses and abilities for people to hack into the Pentagon. Now, of course, people are going to lose security clearance. They're going to be suspended, possibly fired. And they say a few people have downloaded material from websites that did have viruses and malware issues. Now, one government cybersecurity expert who wishes to remain anonymous said criminal gangs and foreign intelligence agencies such as Russia embed spyware deep within the coding of pornographic websites in a bid to access and harvest confidential data from governments and corporations. This would have made a good 24 episode, wouldn't it? Man. They say such sites contain high-quality images and videos that contain complex computer coding. I wouldn't know. I don't look at porn. But from what I understand, porn sites are pretty graphic. Missile Defense Agency, of course, is responsible for developing, fielding, upgrading the nation's ground and sea-based military defense systems. All right, enough with that. Come on, people. You're working for the Pentagon. Really? Really? You need to watch porn? Is the day that boring? Jeez, ridiculous. Now, I know many businesses have said that their computers have been crashing because people have been watching the Olympics online. You know, NBC Olympics, I think is it NBC.org, says you could watch the NBC Olympics live. You know, it was very frustrating for a lot of us when this morning we heard about all the gold medals Americans were winning in some pretty popular events, and we're not going to be able to see them till after the Dr. Dolly show, roughly, right? For those of you on the Pacific side of the Pacific time, it's like, what, 8:37 right now? So usually they do cycling or volleyball or something early, and then we get to see the gymnastics and the swimming and all that. So we've already heard about all this. So many people, they want to watch this stuff live. So they're at work watching the Olympics live, and it's crashing computers because of all the memory it's taken up and RAM and all that. So not too good. Not too good. People need to get their act together. Okay. Now, something that we talked about earlier today that is very cool is this spray-on skin. All right? Spray-on skin, it's not new. They've been talking about spray-on skin for a while. I didn't realize even back in 2005 they treated a burn victim with spray-on skin. But anyway, U.S. and Canadian researchers have been testing this new spray-on spray. They tested it on 228 people with leg ulcers, you know, those open ulcers. And honestly, leg ulcers, diabetic ulcers, these things heal slowly. And they're a port for infection. Infection could get in, then infect the bone. You know, many of the adverse sequelae we get from diabetes is because of the ulcer that you get. You know, people are always like, I don't understand. How do you lose a leg in diabetes? When you get diabetes, you know, because I'll diagnose diabetes and people say, does it mean I lose my legs? You lose your legs in diabetes when you get one of these ulcers. And then infection sets in, and because you're diabetic, you can't beat the ulcer that well. The infection starts to spread to the bone. Once the infection gets into the bone, we need some heavy-duty antibiotics. If we can't get those antibiotics to where it needs to go and the infection spreads, they amputate the leg. It's horrible. When I trained in medical school, we trained many times at VA hospitals, and there were so many amputees. And at first, me being naive, I'm like, oh, this happened in the war. This happened, you know, many of them were World War II and Vietnam vets. Some of them even World War I. No, it was diabetes. I was fine. I've been fine for years. Diabetes took my leg. So anyway, this spray-on skin, they tested on about 228 people. Findings were published in The Lancet. This is being reported right now by BBC News. They said that these ulcers treated with a spray-on spray, which has donor skin cells and some blood-clotting proteins, enabled people to heal quickly. The ulcers shrunk much quicker pace, and blood flow. And again, the sooner you close that ulcer up, the better it is for the appendage, because bacteria can't get in. Usually with leg ulcers, we've been doing the Duoderm and debridement and creams and compression and hyperbaric oxygen. We were playing around with hyperbaric oxygen for a while. I don't know why that isn't more popular, where you go into an oxygen chamber and at high pressure it pushes oxygen. We were finding phenomenal results with diabetic ulcers and leg ulcers with that. I wonder why that's not being, probably price. But I mean, I don't think there were, you know, severe side effects with it. But yeah, I remember when I was in training years ago, they were doing a lot with the hyperbaric oxygen. They were even trying to come up with these little contraptions where you don't have to be in a whole chamber. There's a way that you could put your limb into a little chamber and just, you know, stick your leg in or whatever. But I guess it didn't, you know. I'll have to find out what's going on with that. So anyway, this spray uses the coating of donated skin cells. I don't know who the donor is, but thank them. Blood clotting proteins over the ulcer. The patients were given the spray on skin every 14 days. Those are the ones that showed the most improvement. The patients who had the spray, 70% were healed after 3 months, as opposed to 46% who received other treatment. Many people without this type of treatment, takes at least 6 months just to get to the 70% mark. So they're very excited, because the sooner you could, again, cure the leg ulcer, the better. Yes, we used to do skin grafts, and we still do. Sometimes what we do is we'll graft skin on there. Again, keep in mind, if you have a diabetic, now you have the skin graft site to worry about. So I'm still not seeing that, you know, much often. You also get leg ulcers from veins, and a lot of times the skin thins. The veins are incompetent. Your veins have little valves that help push blood up, even though most of the force that avoids blood from settling in your feet come from the arterial push when the heart pumps. You still have valves in your feet. You still have valves in your veins that help push blood up. These valves many times become incompetent. That's why many of you see varicose veins, the big stringy veins. They seem to kind of push more laterally out towards the skin. Sometimes these things could get cut. They bleed, break down, open wound, pretty nasty stuff. So this looks great. My only problem is, these articles come out. We all get excited. And then we realize it's the same poop, different day. When is it going to be out on the market? When are we going to get to spray on skin, you know, on a regular basis? So I guess we still have to wait for more approval and more trials. But, I mean, this has been around for years, almost a decade. You know, can we use it yet? All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel, and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at CamelMilkForSale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Many people are talking about this case where a young lifeguard jumped in to save a boy in the Pacific Ocean from Washington State. John Clark, 17 years old, helped save a drowning child. Both were transported to an area hospital. Both recovered, doing well. Weeks later, a lifeguard got a bill for $2,700 for his treatment, and he can't pay for it. Now, from what we understand, I'm not sure if he was treated for hypothermia, et cetera, but it appears that the ambulance part of it was the most expensive. Ambulance ride was about $2,000. Physician's bill was $277. Emergency room visit, $449. Now, you know, when I looked at this, you'd think workman's comp should cover it. I'm surprised he got the bill. But the total bill is over $2,700. They're showing this online. He doesn't, of course, you know, regret what happened. He's happy he saved the boy. You know, we definitely have some issues here. Now, what's interesting about the bill is for the emergency room visit, the physician bill being $277, that's a lot of money, but it's better than it used to be. You know, I mean, we've seen physician bills a lot higher than that. And then, of course, gets reduced. The emergency room visit costs $449. Usually the emergency room is about $1,000. Ambulance ride? Absolutely. I had to be taken by an ambulance when I passed a kidney stone for like a 30-minute transport back in the 90s was like $837. So ambulance ride to get out to the beach, et cetera, yeah, $2,000. But you wonder, A, why doesn't he as a lifeguard have life insurance? Well, many companies probably aren't providing life insurance. It's too expensive. They'd rather take the fine. Who knows? And B, workman's comp, though, should at least cover this. So hopefully that gets covered. But I'm a little nervous about the story being up and about and out there because, I mean, I want lifeguards to do what they need to do. Wasn't there a story where one lifeguard was fired because he jumped in and he was out of his jurisdiction when he saved a life, but he saved a life and he was fired, and then I guess the company said, oh, we'll hire you back. I mean, boy, these lifeguards are really being abused, aren't they? I don't understand. They're just innocent little boys. Cut them some slack, Jack. This is a feel-good story. A World War II veteran bumped into his old comrade that he thought had actually died because he saw him injured on the battlefield, and they were never able to talk. From what I understand, they fought in Normandy, World War II. I believe they are Scottish. I don't believe they're American. Stan Hodge, 87, thought Bert Hadrill had died in 1944 after being badly injured by a mortar round as they served alongside each other in Normandy. He had suffered severe abdominal injuries in a battle, taken to the village of Maltat, where 250 Allied soldiers had lost their lives. Apparently, he had no idea that he was rescued by paramedics, then was reposted to Scotland, recuperated, now living in Bristol. Again, they kind of, I guess, run into each other in Kent when they were looking at a military vehicle show. They recognize each other. How many years? 60-plus years more. So, I mean, how many years has passed? What, since 44, we could do the math. 68? Yeah. 68 years? Whew. And they recognize each other. And now they're buddies again. That's cool. I love those war, you know, happy stories. People reunite. I think that stuff is cool. All right, music and the brain. They say if you play an instrument, you actually may be at less risk for, dementia. Absolutely. They even say hearing could be positively affected while you're making music. Not just listening to music. Many of us have gone deaf because we listen to music, but playing music. They say the latest study published in the Frontiers of Human Neuroscience shows that musical instrument training may reduce the effects of mental decline associated with aging. Older adults who learn music in childhood and then continue to play an instrument for at least 10 years did better than other people when it came to memory and cognitive ability. And if you still continue to play music during an advanced age, it could help your thinking ability. They said it could neutralize any negative impact of age or lack of education. Now, if you start an instrument in adulthood, does it help, you know, advantageously mental-wise? They don't know. But they found that musical instrument players did better and had less cognitive deficits. I think that's cool stuff. I think it's very cool. And I mean, you know, it's same poop, different day. You need to keep busy. You need to keep active. But what's interesting about this is they're going back to if you learned in childhood. They say in childhood, when the brain is still developing, it seems that learning a musical instrument and continuing to play it for at least a decade or more may actually lay the groundwork for benefits later in life. They also say there is some value in picking up the instrument again later in life. Learning a new instrument may not have as many benefits, but playing in childhood, like I learned, a lot of us learned piano, etc., learning the instrument, tuba, I don't care, and then playing it again. Hard to replay a tuba. People don't like to walk into a store going, I want to buy a tuba. Piano is easy. Weren't they talking about how now there's such a oversupply of pianos and such a scarcity of piano players? So many people didn't learn how to play piano. I mean, we did as kids because our family, that's just something you had to do. You know, if you wanted to be an educated family, you had to play an instrument. I did okay. I remember one of my teachers had a heart attack the night he was supposed to come over for a lesson. And then we stopped playing for a while. And then another teacher, she retired. I just think my piano teachers didn't like the way I played. And so they just kept on retiring and leaving. I need to kind of try to get my memory back on what happened back then. But, you know, lately, like my kids, we started piano. They didn't like it. They quit after about a year. So we let it go. You know, I mean, I didn't force it. I didn't push it. You know, sometimes they still play. I mean, the piano's there. Sometimes they sit down and play. But you see, they want to just play a song. They don't want to learn the song. So, you know, a little bit of laziness. I think kids are much more lazy these days than they used to be. I mean, they have no problem learning how to play an Xbox game or an Old Republic game or some of these other games that a Battlefield, whatever the heck they play, Battleship, I don't know what the Battleship was a cool game. But some of these Battlefield games, they have no problem learning how to play those. But when it comes to an instrument, A Maryland woman is recovering after an arrow injury to the head. Family members of the woman told the Washington Post she was released shortly this week. Apparently, people were taking targeting practice outside a house. They were doing target practice. The woman was struck after the arrow went through a barrel of hay, bale of hay, and then ricocheted. So she's okay. That's, you know, you just kind of wonder, man, how people survive this. Also in medical news, the FDA has approved a medical sensor that we could swallow. This medical sensor gets activated once it gets into the stomach. It sends a signal through the body tissue to a patch worn on the skin. The signal gives information to the doctor then on the type of pill swallowed and the time of ingestion. It gets relayed to a mobile phone. Doctors then know when you're taking your medication, if you're taking it appropriately, and can then have that data. So they can now spy on you and rip you a new one when you come back to visit them. Now, I don't know how exciting this is, you know, in terms of, you know, doctors knowing when you took your medication. Because, yeah, medication compliance is an issue. You know, people, they try to make their medication stretch or they share medications with their spouses. But if this sucker could be that specific and sensitive, imagine what else these sensors could hopefully pick up on. I see an ulcer. I see an early tumor. I mean, that'd be awesome if you could swallow a pill and it tells you what's wrong with your body. That's super cool. Star Trek cool. All right, guys. Go on. Go see the Olympics. Thank you for tuning in. Can't wait to talk to you tomorrow. And we're going to have a lot more to talk about. Trust me. So you all be safe. God bless. Get some rest. And don't forget to follow me on Facebook and Twitter so we can stay connected. Talk to you soon.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there. and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.